Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode of the Garment Decorators podcast. We have got a slightly different episode for you today. So Beth has put together for us some funny heat print stories, funny things people have printed. I want to say embarrassing stories as well. Mm-hmm. There's probably going to be some in there. So Andy and I haven't actually seen what's on these cards yet. So we are going to read the stories out to each other here for the first time and just get our reactions and have a bit of a discussion and a laugh, basically.
Yeah, so thank you to everyone on our socials that submitted these stories to join us in live to let us have these interesting stories, and everyone in the Heat Press and Profit group for sharing what I'm sure are going to be some colourful anecdotes for
colourful
us.
Colourful is the adjective you're going with.
And yep. Yeah, thank you to Beth for getting rid of the ones that we can't share
on air. Camera.
I gather that was probably quite a significant amount of them, but join Heat Press for Profit Facebook group and see for yourself.
I think that should be 2.0 if we do another one of these, maybe. Okay, do you want to get started?
That's good. So I think we're going to have got a bit of a mix of different stories, mistakes, funny happenings for heat printers. So we're just going to share these and see where we go with this.
Okay, are you kicking off?
Yes. So.
A bit nervous now.
Okay, so this...
You can't pre-read it, that's cheating.
I got to get a little bit, I don't know how... This decorator had to decorate a bodysuit for a wife. It was all of her husband's tattoos on the bodysuit in the correct spot for a party where they had to dress up as each other.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. Even better, she wanted his nipples on there. But one of the tattoos was a little big, so we left a nipple off. About a year later, I was cleaning out my DTF cabinet and came across the random nipple.
That is hilarious. Oh, so I can imagine it was like one of those skin-coloured bodysuit things party.
Neutrals are very much in favour at the moment, aren't they? So I'm sure
this
it
was a year ago, though. Are we talking?
I'm sure it was on trend as well.
Oh, that's so funny. So hang on, they lost the nipple and they couldn't find it.
Yeah, they lost the nipple rather than... it seems like they're saying that they were like, oh, the tattoo's a bit too big, they can't quite get the detail, but no, I think they literally must have just been like...
Misplaced
or went through the machine and perhaps they pulled off too quickly and just like...
So this person went dressed as her husband to the party with one less nipple than he probably has. I wonder if people thought that was... Actually, he only has one nipple.
He might have some really unfortunate nicknames behind his back now.
Oh, that's quite a good one.
Yeah, that's quite a bit of a labour of love to actually decorate a whole bodysuit as well.
I wonder how they did that so accurately as well.
Yeah, Hotronics buttons.
Okay, right. About 24 years ago, a client asked me for a personal favour. We printed a photo of Elvis in the back of a pair of panties. Why do you write panties, not pants?
To speak from one of our American friends.
Panties. Sorry, yes. That sounds weird. It was a special gift that would be part of his proposal. His gal, never said that before in my life, his gal had told him she would only marry the man who could have fixed it so she could sit on Elvis's face. She said yes. That's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really, I don't think we have a platen that's great for doing that kind of accuracy, but I'm sure maybe a pillow perhaps would have been the order of the day there.
Must have been quite a big pair of pants. No, but think about it. You either have to make Elvis's face really small, or like, what kind of panties are you printing on? Is what I want to know.
I don't know. I mean,
oh, God.
I guess I'm going to safely assume that one's from the Heat Press for Profit group. So maybe
I would agree.
Maybe go in and ask for a picture, perhaps.
Is this real? Is this? Did someone actually do this? Oh, they did. Okay, right. Yeah. That's
a bit too specific to be made up. That one.
That is a very good point. I wonder how... Yeah, pillow was probably definitely the way to go. Mm. Turn them inside. Was it printed on the inside or the outside?
I mean, I assume the outside.
Oh, in the back. In the back of a pair of pants. Can you be more specific in your profit response, please. And yes, photo evidence would be required. Mm. I was not expecting that. Elvis is very specific as well. There's many a celebrities that you could have chosen. Elvis would not be my personal preference, but
24 years ago, though, I mean, he's still been, very popular.
Very true.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people still make the pilgrimage to Graceland. Go and see yourselves.
Okay, let's move on from the Elvis in the back of the pants scenario. I'm not going to look at the next one.
Okay, so this lovely person, I was live printing at a local football tournament, pressing names onto the back of team shirts. It was peak summer, so the sun was beating down and it was boiling. One kid purchased a shirt but didn't want his name put on it straight away. He said, "I'll bring it back later." Cut to 90 minutes later, he pops back and asks me to put the word champion on the back. It wasn't his name, but his team had just won the game. I thought it rather adorable until I clamped the press down and realised he'd been wearing the shirt for the entire game in 30-degree heat. The scent of a 12-year-old boy's sweat on my heat press is permanently ingrained in my nostrils.
That's a bit disgusting,
there's only so much pre-pressing
it?
To get that much sweat.
I don't think there's any... That's either a really, really long pre-press or a scorch, I think, in that case.
Yeah.
You're never going to rescue that.
I feel like you need upper and lower... Quick slips on that.
Grip flexes.
Yeah.
Air fresheners.
I might throw that heat press away if I'm being honest.
Oh, is it lingering? I'd love to know if it was still lingering in the press.
But I got to say, respect to the 12-year-old kid that was like, I'm so confident I'm winning this game that I'm not having my name. I'm coming back later to put champion
on the back of it.
That's some good going.
I mean, impressive, but more for the heat printer who said yes to that and agreed to print a 90 minute later sweaty shirt.
Let that be a lesson to anyone doing on-site activations.
Print, then give away. Don't give away and then print.
Yes.
Top tip.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
Next one over. Okay, so are we allowed to put this picture on the screen? So I'm going to have to show you this one. So it says, I printed 200 of these today. Don't even ask anymore. I will overlay that on the screen for everyone watching so that you can see what we're laughing at. But okay, I would like to know where they were giving these out and who was giving them out.
Mm.
Interesting. They must have used a can cooler plan for that. 200 can koozies is a intense job.
Yeah, that's...
A screen print? Probably. That's not the real issue here, is it? What type of transfer are you using?
It's one colour, on so that'd be the sensible thing to do.
That would be a sensible thing. Mm, interesting. That's got to be like a stag do kind of thing, hasn't it? But 200's quite a lot.
Yeah, it's maybe for a sports team or something like that. University, perhaps. Could be a good college one, perhaps, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah, apologies for anyone that's listening. If you go and check out the YouTube, you'll be able to see what we're talking about.
Yeah, I'm not saying that live on camera because that will get clipped and that will be used in multiple settings by the person that does edit all of these clips. Mm-hmm. So. Told you. Hey, some of them are rude. This is quite funny, though, I won't lie.
Okay. This customer once got asked to mock up a shirt design using Comic Sans font. I tried to change the client's mind, but they said that Comic Sans was their favourite font. So I decided I needed to retain my integrity as an artist and refuse the sale. So presumably the font in this question card is Comic Sans.
Is it?
So if anyone that's not familiar, it is a kind of comic-y, childish kind of font. So it's
we'll write on the screen for anyone watching.
It's not the sort of one that a designer would suggest to you unless they were like looking good, better, best, terrible, or something like that.
Definitely not. I would like to know how big that order was because depending on your morals as a heat printer, if someone said, "Can I have 10 or 20 shirts in Comic Sans?" and you were like, "I just can't bring myself to do it," but I guarantee you, if that same person came back and said, "Can I have 1,000 shirts in Comic Sans and I'll pay you X amount per shirt," there would be no objections there whatsoever.
That's the price on this person's integrity, clearly.
Exactly, yeah, on the heat printer's integrity.
Yeah, that would be another good question. Is obviously keep it to sort of amusing things, but what have you refused to print? Leave us a comment or send us a message on socials for that one. That would be interesting to know.
Yeah, we'll do that as the next podcast episode.
And not just things because you're like, oh, I don't really like that. It's these really like...
This is inappropriate.
No, and I want to know the like real like actually like, this is my hill I'm dying on type things that like...
Oh, okay.
Because the most people are like... Yeah, like, I'll take the cash. Mm-hmm. But what are the ones you like...
That you put your foot down on.
Yeah, like, I imagine it's probably, like, a lot of, like, Man United fans refusing to print Man City-based winning things,
ooh,
things like that. But
that's
like,
going to be controversial.
Yeah, what is the weird thing that you've refused to print purely because of some weird integrity rule?
Would you refuse to print the opposing rugby team's winning shirts?
No, but I'd probably charge him more. Charge him above list.
Smart decision, yeah. Smart move. Okay. Yeah. Right, moving on. Okay, this is quite a long one. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
I just worked for like 12 hours straight cutting, weeding and pressing 50 shirts in Glitter HTV. Painful to start with. Mm-hmm. I realised I was running late for a drinks meetup with friends, so I did a quick whip round, threw my curly hair up into a ponytail and promptly ran out the door. Oh, I can see where this is going. 4 hours and four drinks later, I'd clicked with a guy in the bar. He leaned in for a quick kiss, liked it, and went back for a bit more. He put his hands in my hair. It felt really nice until I realised he was pulling out a full-size weeded scrap of Glitter HTV that had worked its way into my ponytail. Well, if you didn't know what she did for a living before that point, that was a very nice way to lead into that conversation.
Mm, definitely an icebreaker, for sure.
Yeah, have you ever had that situation before, Andy?
No, I think if I had glitter vinyl in my hair, people would notice.
No, not in your hair. Oh, dear. No, I don't think we've ever had that problem before. You ever had glitter in your hair? No.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't know how I'd play that one off, though. Like, would you just be, like, laugh it off? Because if the person that you're talking to doesn't know what it is, that how do you explain that?
What if it was the same person that was decorating those koozies earlier?
He could just whip out and go, yep, we're all good, we're on the same team, continue. Oh, dear, that's quite a funny one.
Okay, so, all right, this, I believe... is the ones where I have part one and you have part two.
I don't know whether it's worse that that happened or that like it just makes it clear that she didn't shower before she went out for the evening. Anyway, sorry, moving on.
Deep printer problems. So we are, you know, there's definitely a bit of a theme emerging in these comments because this card is entitled The Underwear Diaries.
Okay.
So we must have one customer. Either Beth has a very active imagination, or one...
we already know is the case.
One customer, you know, has perhaps found a particular niche,
right.
Shall we say.
Right, okay.
So, they've given a list of things, and I believe you have more of the same from the same, or at least connected
to... Do you want me... Should I flip my card over?
No, I'd leave it for now.
Oh, okay.
We can let you follow on. So, number one, thongs for a bachelorette party, with rude sayings the bride would get a kick out of. Not much room, so small print. Don't think I'll be asking her to tag me on Instagram with...
that was my first question. I was like, what are they printing on something that's like this big?
So I guess maybe they're... but that's a good point. It's a bit like the... what would you refuse to print? What is that like? Something you printed, be like, yeah, that's fine, you know.
That's
You know, money's money, but then someone tags you on social media and be like, great job by Molly on these things.
I'd be like definitely untagging myself. Yeah. Well, that's definitely not an item that you'd let someone wear for 90 minutes and then bring back to print, is it? Okay, right.
Number two, thongs for a gag gift for a wrestler. One pair of glitter...
Sorry, can you start again? I wasn't listening.
Yep. More thongs. Thongs for a gag gift for a wrestler. One pair glitter, the other non-glitter... Happy I didn't have to watch him model them.
What is wrong with some of the customers out there these days? I mean, how many people want printed underwear? I kind of want to try this now. Again, inside or out? Oh, either way, that'd be quite comfortable.
It's Okotex approved, though.
Somehow, I don't think that makes the situation any better. It's vegan as well, if that helps.
Okay. And number three, final one on my card.
Mm-hmm.
I put a gal's face on her husband's underwear. Order was made by the sister-in-law for a Christmas present. I feel like there's some lines being crossed.
I mean, I don't see the appeal in that personally. No. I'm really not sure about that. No. Yeah,
that person, that would be one customer you might be like...
Refuse to print that
lose their number.
Yeah, no thanks. Oh, sorry, no, business is closed.
Yeah.
Right, The Underwear Diaries, part two. I quite like this series. We should make a video series on how to heat print onto underwear after this. There's obviously a market for it, yeah, okay.
Yeah, leave us a comment if you would like us to do a live on that one. If we get...
Can we?
100 comments, then maybe we'll do it.
I will heat print underwear live on camera if you all comment and say that you want us to do that. There will be no modelling involved, just to be clear, just purely the printing. Okay, right, number one. I had to make underwear and boxers for a soon-to-be married couple. They were pulling out all the stops. Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so underwear, bras, shirts, shorts, pants, etc. They were married less than 3 months. The photographer hadn't even delivered their pictures to them yet. I have no comments for that. I have no words.
No, poor them.
Yeah, I think they maybe went a bit too far.
Yeah.
A bit too far with the heat print material.
I'd probably guess like the engagement was probably like a month as well. It seems like a real burnout rather than fade away on that one.
Oh, dear. Okay, number two. Oh, this is it. I don't know if this counts as underwear, but I'm intrigued by this one. So, budgie smugglers. Try and guess which friend of Styles UK printed these. I think I know who I want to say, but I don't want to offend him if I'm wrong.
Ben from Failflex.
No, which friend of... Oh!
Do we know the answer on this one?
I know the answer.
Okay.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was Ben, being an Aussie and all that.
The fact that they've... It's either got to be someone like Ben who says budgie smugglers, or it's got to be someone probably in rugby or something like that where they might use that terminology. Is it a UK-based?
I was going to say Phil. Is it Phil?
That makes sense.
It is Phil. That's what I was going to say. And then I was like, but if it's not Phil and I think he prints budgies, he's going to be really offended.
So are all of these... But they're not all by the same customers, these underwear diaries, then, are they? Okay.
Yeah, I somehow I don't think Phil is printing thongs.
I don't know what what equipment they need for bobsleigh and tug of war things like that.
Very true. Or maybe if they're not printing already, there's a market for that. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, number three. This is in capitals.
Okay.
Branded boxer shorts, as in a business brand. !
Okay, so that's presumably something they're giving to customers as a promo gift or staff.
Would you wear Styles branded boxer shorts, Andy? Oh dear, I would. Can we get some Styles boxers? It'd be quite fun. Okay, I think the mannequins need a little bit of discretion. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. That could be a follow-up question for people: is what's the weirdest branded gift you've been given? It could be one for heat printers or people have received branded gifts.
Or what's the most inappropriate? I kind of want to know the answer to that now. We're going down that road. Okay, you good? Next card.
Yep. All right.
I'm going to flip mine back over.
Okay,
so I've
got another picture on this time.
Okay. This is great. Good job, Beth.
Okay, so this person, I made myself into a giant cookie for this past Halloween. My fiance was a mouse. We realized a shared love of mice and cookies. And here's a picture of me being a cannibal eating a cookie. So it's a cookie eating a cookie. You can see you've got like the chocolate chips on them.
Why does he look like he's just been caught in the act as well?
Well, he's been a cannibal. He's a cookie eating the cookie.
What did you say? We realised our shared love of...
Mice and cookies, I guess.
Is that a known thing? Like, shared love of mice and cookies?
Guess so. Maybe.
I have to say, I'm thoroughly disappointed by the cookie costume. I was envisioning like a big round cookie. He's just got a T-shirt with brown splodges on it. That could be anything.
Might have matching trousers to go with it.
Could have printed on like a big cookie. I don't know.
Might have. I don't know.
I don't know. If you hadn't have told me that was a cookie, man dressed up as a cookie, I don't think I'd have got the joke.
Fair enough.
Sorry, guys. We're big into fancy dress. Okay, next one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, oh, we've got another date one. Oh, this sounds fun. Okay, I went on a date with another heat printer. I wonder how many people actually date within the industry. Like, meet at events and stuff and... Went on a date with another heat printer as thought he looked really jacked until I realised one of his biceps was significantly bigger than the other. As the night went on, I learned he was right-handed and was using a crappy off-brand heat press to press shirts with. He'd spent the last year ramming it down so hard that his right bicep had worked out way harder than his left. Well, if there's ever a reason to get a Hotronics and use medium pressure, which does not require you to work out your left or right arm extra hard, I think it's not being wonky on a date, don't you think?
Or at least like alternate arms or something like that.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Yeah, alternation would have been a good move. Yeah. Or just get rid of the cheap heat press.
Yeah.
How do you get out of that if you're in that situation? Like, I don't know. Do you comment on it when you're out?
I suppose if you're a heat print, you're going to be staring at that the whole time, so...
That is very true.
And I wonder if that's like, you know, a bit like the Comic Sans, I mean, they might be like, you know what, they're not serious about their heat printing with that terrible press. They're like, yeah, I'm out.
Oh, that's quite funny.
Oh, I think I'm at the end of my questions.
Was that the last one?
That was the last one.
Oh! I was just getting into that. Right, should we go back round again? Right, about 24 years ago. I quite enjoyed that. That was funny.
That was good. Thank you, everyone, for sharing those with us. I would love to hear more of these stories. I'm sure there's another part we can do to this.
Yes, definitely.
We'd have some other questions we want to get answers to, so make sure you join us on socials, the Heat Press for Profit group.
Third time lucky.
Yep. I would really like to know some horror stories from your customers. I would like to know what is the worst excuse you've had for not placing an order.
Yep.
What's the weirdest thing that they've said to you for not placing an order? Especially I want to know about times where you bumped into them afterwards, after not placing an order.
Ooh,
that would be good.
If it's a local business, yeah.
Yep, and definitely some of those weird jobs you refuse for weird reasons. I think that'd be one I'd really love to hear more about.
Yeah, I think the weirdest thing you've ever printed for, and not just like funny things for stag pendus, like actual business requests for weird items. Yeah.
And if you're feeling really adventurous, maybe even send us a voice note on Instagram or something like that. We'd love to. We could listen back to your stories live on the podcast. That'd be quite a fun one.
That would be excellent. I think we should do that. Yeah. Well, thank you, Beth, for putting those together for us. Very, very good. And like Andy said, we'll probably be back with another version of this podcast. But until then, don't forget to like and subscribe so you don't miss it. And we'll be back next week with another podcast episode.